from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back again in English Bulletin for today. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and My Indonesia. We will continue our program with News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo visit Lombok to directly look at rehabilitation and reconstruction process. Minister Retno Marsudi said Indonesia's future depends on sea management. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo on Thursday visits Lombok to look at directly the process of rehabilitation and reconstruction post-earthquake in Lombok. While arriving at Zainuddin Abdul Majid International Airport Central Lombok Regency West Nusa Tenggara, President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady and some ministers of Working Cabinet, directly held a joint meeting with some mayors and regents in West Nusa Tenggara. After the meeting, President Joko Widodo said that the process of rehabilitation and reconstruction post-earthquake in Lombok is taking place. The president also cut some requirements needed for fund disbursement to reconstruct people's houses. This is aimed at speeding up the process of rehabilitation in Lombok post-earthquake.
Saya mau melihat langsung progres perkembangan.
I want to look at directly the progress of development in the rehabilitation and reconstruction process, which has been said by Minister of Public Works and Housing. Public facilities on progress. I think we need to know it. Secondly, the process of rehabilitation and reconstruction for people's house development has been started. But there are 17 procedures of the process of fund disbursement that must be done, and we decided to be one procedure last week. Today, I want to look at after the procedure to become one. It is still complicated or not. The government has prepared, and Minister of Finance explained it to me, that there is 960 billion rupiah that can be distributed to the people.
Pak Gub menyampaikan sudah mulai cair ada 5.000, nanti akan tambah lagi. Yeah.
Related to scholarship for students and university students in Lombok, President Joko Widodo said that the government will give 4,500 scholarships for senior high and university students impacted by the earthquake. The scholarship is distributed symbolically during the president's visit on Thursday. President Joko Widodo asked the hospitals to build an integrated system and to become smart hospitals. The integration of these services is supported by human resources, infrastructure, and advanced technology. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo in his remarks while attending the opening of the Congress of the All Indonesia Hospital Association in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also stated that at present, technological development and the use of big data can identify disease in humans. These developments can also support the full spectrums of diagnostic and therapeutic technique. President Joko Widodo also explained that the world is entering the 4.0 industrial revolution that brings about changes so quickly. He requests that the hospitals be able to adjust the situation to the changes. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that the future of Indonesia as an archipelago country also depends on sustainable management of the sea and its resources. This was affirmed by Minister Retno Marsudi at the press conference organizing our Ocean Conference at the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery Office in Jakarta on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, she said that the holding of this conference is scheduled to take place in Bali on October 29 to 30. This event will be different from other conferences in general because in the event of our Ocean Conference, it's not only intergovernmental but also involving many stakeholders, such as NGOs and youth organizations. Previously, the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Susi Pujiastuti, had invited all those who love the ocean around the world to attend the Our Ocean Conference in Bali. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Researchers of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, LIPI, Pangky Tri Febiansah to media after media briefing at LIPI's building in Jakarta on Wednesday said that the existence of tourism infrastructure must confirm the importance of government to design comprehensive strategy. He said that the government must give easiness for foreigners to get holidays in Indonesia. Minimally, it is not only physical infrastructure, but also how the entry process of people's attendance can be better. So the infrastructure of tourists can be better. Take for example, the management of making visa to Indonesia is good. So we encourage the infrastructure there because the target is how the people can enter faster. Besides Pangky Tri Febiansah also explained that the design of tourism development, which is comprehensively competitive, must include physical infrastructure pillars, such as human resources, finance, and system. He added that the dimension is expected to be benchmarked in a bid to materialize the quality tourism sector, both as alternative income resources and the nation's identity in a global spectrum. Russian Federation government will host the 12th Joint Convened Commission between Indonesia and Russia in the field of trade, economy, and technique held in Moscow, Russia on October 26, 2018. Ambassador of Russian Federation to Indonesia, Ludmila Vorobieva, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday said that the delegation of Joint Convened Commission of Indonesia will be led by Coordinating Minister of Economy, Darmin Nasution, and Russian delegation will be led by Russian Trade and Industry Minister, Denis V. Monturov.
Next week we will be having a session of our joint commission between our two governments on cooperation in different spheres that are co-chaired from the Russian side by the Minister of Trade and Industry, Mr. Monturov, and from the Indonesian side, the Minister Coordinator, Pak Darmin Nasution. So this will present a perfect opportunity to discuss all the ways to boost our relations in economic sphere, in trade, investment.
Furthermore, Ambassador Ludmila Vorobieva said that the 11th Joint Convened Commission between Indonesia and Russia was done in Jakarta in 2016, and the 2017 convened was unable to be done by Russian Federation government because of technical reason. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said that Indonesia and Singapore have a huge potential to become dual engine to contribute to spurring economic growth in Asia. He stated that with collaboration, economic opportunities will be created greater. At present, the two countries are increasingly aggressive in establishing strategic partnerships ranging from industrial sector partnership, enhancing human resources competencies, until research and development activities. He affirmed this at the Indonesian-Singapore Business Roundtable on the sidelines of the Industrial Transformation Asia-Pacific 2018 series in Singapore, which was attended by government officials, solution service providers, industry players, academics, and business associations. Escorted by Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday, Minister Hartarto also explained that the synergy steps taken by Indonesia and Singapore is aimed at complementing the needs of the two countries so that later, they will benefit and bring about prosperity to their community. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, which is fully supported by the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, China, in collaboration with Royal Synergy Beijing, held a wonderful business gathering event in Chengdu, Henan Province, China. In his speech, Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya said that President Joko Widodo has set tourism as the leading sector in Indonesia. This shows that the Indonesian government is very concerned about maintaining the stability of the Indonesian tourism sector. Furthermore, Minister Yahya emphasized that Bali and other tourist destinations in Indonesia are very safe to be visited by tourists. This is evidenced by the success of the International Monetary Fund IMF event, which was recently held in Bali and invited more than 35,000 participants from 189 countries. This business gathering is also a means of demonstrating the diversity of Indonesian arts and culture. This activity is attended by 300 invitees consisting of tour operators, travel agents, and media circles in the Henan Province region. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Our Ocean Conference in Bali Expected to Produce Joint Consensus. Indonesia will host the 5th Ocean Conference, OC, to be held in Bali on October 29th until 30th, 2018. The event will be attended by delegates from 160 countries. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti stated that since October 16, 2018, 1,696 delegates have registered. Some of them are heads of state and minister from delegation countries. In the conference later, there are 6 discussion topics that will be explored by 4 participants. They are sustainable capture fisheries, climate change, marine security, marine economic sustainability, pollution maritime, and protected marine areas. The point that becomes focus is illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. The 5th conference in Bali is expected to not only build commitment, but more importantly, implement the commitments that had been built. As 4 times, the OOC was held, 663 commitments were identified. The number of marine rescue commitment is a positive thing because, at the very least, it can be seen as a form of improvement awareness of the state regarding the importance of maintaining, caring for, and building sustainable sea potential. However, there is concern that the commitments built are not based on a joint consensus to respond to the main problem faced. The absence of joint consensus for the 14th OOC implementation beforehand resulted in assessment that OOC in Bali will experience the same outcome, only commitment. Commitment without joint consensus is only a paper without action. Indonesia does not want the 5th OOC to create only new commitment. In a recent Baltar meeting, Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti and European Union Commissioner for Environment, Maritime and Fisheries Affairs Karmenu Veladari agreed that the OOC forum in Bali will not be kind of forum that is just talking about any commitment, but will focus on implementation of safeguarding the world's oceans. Therefore, Indonesia can encourage the OOC to build one of the joint consensuses to eradicate illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listeners, meet again with me, Ahmad Faisal, in our regular program. Today in History over RRI, World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on October 18, 1931, when Thomas Alva Edison passed away. Thomas Alva Edison is well known as the greatest discoverer in his era. The genius man held 1,093 patents on his name and also patents in other countries. Edison's most discoveries included power plant, mass communication, sound recording, and film. He had recorded his name at around 425 patents in the field of light and electricity. The discoveries included phonographs, camera of film, and electricity light bulb, which are durable and having wide impact on modern industry. He was the first discoverer who applied principle of massive production and teamwork on discovery process, working with many researchers and employees. He built the first industrial research laboratory. In 1890, Alva Edison built General Electric Company, which still survives until now. He passed away on October 18, 1931, in the age of 84 years. The next event is that in 1967, Venera 4 landed on Venus. Venera 4 was a probe in a Soviet Venera program to explore Venus. Venera 4 was the first probe which succeeded to conduct environmental analysis on another planet. The probe was also the first one landed on another planet. Two probes of identical Venera 4 were launched in June 1967. The first probe of Venera 4 was launched on June 12 from Tsakhelij Sputnik. The second one was launched on June 17, but it failed on one of rocket stages, and it was only able to reach Earth orbit and entered into the Earth atmosphere 8 days later. On October 18, 1967, the first probe of Venera 4, which was launched, entered Venus. Venera 4 provided chemical analysis of Venus' atmosphere, showing the main content of it was carbon dioxide with several percent of nitrogen and oxygen and water vapor less than 1%. The station detected weak magnetic field and there was no radiation. The outermost part of the atmosphere contained very little hydrogen and no oxygen. The probe sent the first measurement which proved that Venus is very hot. Its atmosphere is more solid from the expectation and Venus lost most water in the past. And the last event is that in 1989, leader of East Germany, Erich Honecker, resigned. Erich Honecker was a German politician who was communist that led East Germany from 1971 until October 18, 1989. After German reunification, he sought asylum at the embassy of Chile in Moscow in 1991, but he was extradited again to Germany a year later to be on trial on his role in human rights violation which was conducted by East German government. But the trial process stopped because he was sick, and then he was freed from the jail in 1993 to join with his family at the isolation in Chile and passed away in May 1994. That was Today in History.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on 2.1 million hectares of social forestry has been realized. Social forest is a government program which existence can be managed by the community to become productive land and provides direct benefits for the community around the forest. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya stated it after attending the Indonesian National Dialogue at Rest Area Uruk Tasikmalaya City, West Java on Saturday, October the 13th. The dialogue was themed Improving Community Management of Forest Areas through Social Forestry Schemes, participated by approximately 2,500 members of Forestry Farmers Group
of Tasikmalaya and its surroundings, forestry extension workers, students, scouts, and students in general. Siti Nurbaya revealed the central government has launched a social forestry program that legalizes people to manage forests. At present, 2.1 million hectares has been realized from the 2019 target of 4.3 million hectares. She added that the program of President Joko Widodo's government had been realized nationally, including in Jawa, such as East Jawa, Central Jawa, and West Jawa. According to Siti Nurbaya, the community's forest land management program lasts for 70 years, and it will continue to be monitored by the government regarding its utilization. The minister said the social forest is not only talking about people's access to the forest. Social forests also include opportunities for full businesses to make people have income. The government also continues to make efforts for economic equality through three things. The first is access to business land, then facilitation in the form of capital and business opportunities, as well as business management training. Answering the question of whether forest land can be sold by the community to get capital, Siti Nurbaya said, according to the regulation, social forests should not be sold and should not be pledged as collateral. However, according to Siti Nurbaya, the community-managed forest land can be collaborated with the company so that the results can be marketed and the community can be more productive so as to provide benefits. She gave an example of a farmer in Pati, Central Jawa, who had collaborated with Kacang Garuda Company and the forest community in South Kalimantan with Bridgestone Rubber Tire Company. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on 2.1 million hectares social forestry realized. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. President Joko Widodo asked the hospital to build an integrated system and to become smart hospital. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that the future of Indonesia as an archipelago country also depends on sustainable management of the sea and its resources. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said that Indonesia and Singapore have a huge potential to become dual engine to contribute to spurring economic growth in Asia. Indonesian Minister of Tourism, which is fully supported by the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, China, in collaboration with Royal Synergy Beijing, held a wonderful business gathering event in Chengdu, Henan Province, China. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you about Okokan art. So stay tuned with us in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Last October the 10th, 2018, International Monetary Fund and World Bank delegations visited the Tanah Lot tourist attraction in Tabanan Regency, Bali. The arrival of the delegates was welcomed by Okokan art played by the local community. After being greeted with Tabanan's distinctive art, the delegates were then presented with Balinese snakes. They claim to be impressed by the beauty of the scenery in Tanah Lot. Bokokan is a musical instrument like a giant bell made of wood and used as a communication tool by community groups in remote villages. Okokan is like keroncongan, but its size is smaller, on which okokan is usually installed on a tree to repel animals that destroy coconut plants, and has a necklace of livestock, cattle or buffalo. The word okokan comes from the sound released by the instrument itself, namely clock, 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 so that it is called okokan. Listener, okokan is a sacred art. This art is staged when there are people who are afflicted with an epidemic called gerubuk. Usually, to treat the disease, people go out of the house and hit the sounds in the form of cans, okokan, and tektekan. The Tabanan community has the belief with these sounds, it can drive out the cause of an outbreak of the disease that attacks local residents. Therefore, the community makes okokan art as a sacred art. In addition, okokan is staged if there are signs of failed crops and outbreaks of disease that hit the village. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is Saturday World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. In today's edition, we will present you information about the 2018 Borobudur Marathon. Stay tuned. Listeners, marathon is beneficial for our health. This branch of athletics can also enhance economic growth through sports tourism. Currently, around 75% of the economic growth is contributed by sports tourism. The impact of sports tourism is quite promising for tourism destinations. Considering that the income is positive, the Central Java government, along with Kompas newspaper, will hold the 2018 Borobudur Marathon, a marathon competition taking racing harmony as the main theme. The 2018 Borobudur Marathon will be held on November the 18, 2018. The competition, entering its sixth implementation, takes the theme Raising Harmony. The theme is selected in a bid to preserve and encourage the spirit of togetherness among the runners and Central Java people, as if they have been reborn. The theme also reflects balance that must be maintained so that people can achieve progress continuously. By showcasing the historical and cultural values of Borobudur as the World Cultural Heritage, the 2018 Borobudur Marathon is expected to become a race event, giving significant impact for the surrounding of Central Java. The competition will be held on November the 18, 2018, comprising three categories, namely 10 kilo, half marathon, and full marathon. Held in the field of Borobudur Temple, Magelang, the participants of the event will be taken around to explore one of the wonders of Central Java closely. 100,000 participants, both local and foreign people, are expected to take part in this grand event. Registration has been opened in various rounds starting from January 2018. In the first round, namely starting line, the participants register themselves through a link. Afterwards, the organizing committee chooses 1,000 lucky participants to get early participant slot. The selected participants will get VIP pass when taking their race packs, 20% discount from the original price of the slot, and free subscription of the sponsored media for 3 months. Registration can also be done through running communities, dynamic duo registration, and travel agents that cover accommodation during the stay in Malang. Meanwhile, the regular registration was opened on June 8, 2018. That was miscellany about the 2018 Borobudur Marathon. See you on the next edition with other interesting topics.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back with me in Music Corner, a segment which presents you about Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present you about Iis Sugiyarti's songs. To initiate our segment, let's listen to a song entitled Di Sini Aku Menanti by Iis Sugiyarti. Have a nice listening and stay tuned on voinews.id. listeners, Ii Sugiarti started her career since she released her album entitled Di Sini Aku Menanti in 1949. Her favorite song in the album is Di Sini Aku Menanti. The song tells about a couple who loves each other, but they have distance because the beloved one is struggling for his goal. Only a letter could pay for the pain of their longing. Listeners, I will present you a song entitled Ingatkah Kau Padaku. Have a nice listening.
Rasa rindu di sini.
Listeners, that was a song entitled Ingatkah Kau Padaku by Iis Sugiyarti. The song was her favorite song in her second album, Ingatkah Kau Padaku, which was released in 1986, and it's still narrated about love. The song tells about a woman who longs for her ex-boyfriend, but he has been happy with his new couple. Listeners, that's all for Music Corner for today's edition. To end our segment, I will present you a song entitled Pulangkan Saja. The song of Pulangkan Saja is in the same album. Pulangkan Saja, which was released in 1988, tells about a woman who is waiting for a beloved boyfriend to keep his promise to marry her, even he never visits his beloved woman. Listeners, here is a song entitled Pulangkan Saja. Have a nice listening and see you in the next edition of Music Corner.
Jangan lupa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Lihat ada tanda merah di bawah.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz.
You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.